My topic is The Spirit of Time, about the deconstruction of sexual inequality and the reconstruction of love. I really thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. And first, I want to say that the spirit of time means Zeitgeist, which originally is a German word, wants to bless men and women equally. For sure, the next 20 minutes could be a maybe rather special time for you, because I have chosen to focus a special topic, which is very rarely analyzed in conferences worldwide. As a sexual therapist, I dedicated my work to the reconstruction of love. I decided to give you the opportunity to have a taste of the possibility of transformation in this special topic of health and medicine, the topic of sexuality. You can follow my words by hearing them, but I would like to invite you to use not just your mind to follow my speech, but also feel your own body to understand the world in a deeper way, to have the possibility to get a magic take-home message who hopefully touches you in a beneficial way. The structure of my speech is first to speak about some historical facts. Then I will tell you about the symbol of the magic dragon in different cultures. The third part will show you the parallels between sexual therapy and the chakra system and how to activate it. The so-called, from me so-called, swing theory helps to feel the process in your own body. Here, it could be helpful to switch your focus of consciousness from the mind in the body. And at the end, I will use the metaphor of the fire dragon to sum up the main points in this transformation process. In the West, we fortunately have done a lot for the reconstruction of injured female energy, and this was really necessary. But I think we forgot about the important and extreme challenges males had to face throughout history. And in this spirit of time now, it is important to see men also in their whole potential. Men were forced to go to war for their country and their family. So many legs were broken. So many bodies were tortured and destroyed. And we know the tradition to cut off the testicles and often also the penis to break the sexual power and dignity of men to live their lives as harmless eunuchs either. Women weren't only victims. We were also perpetrators. We also used the power of being mothers as a strong tool to control the life of men in their role of fatherhood. Unfortunately, some women nowadays use their children also in a marriage to abuse them during the divorce process. Women archetypically used their intuitive, intense feeling for herbs and nature, not only to expand their knowledge of healing, but also to be able to murder a person within seconds by using one little dose of poison in the food they prepared. So we need to forgive women and men both in the same way. We need to regret our ancient family history and bring the horrible memories back to consciousness in order to be able to forgive and let them rest. Understanding, forgiving, and blessing. Otherwise, we are eternally marionettes of our unconscious feelings of shame or hate. We are here in Nepal, and the massive Himalaya can be seen as the biggest dragon in the world. The dragon is a unique symbol of power worldwide. The metaphor of the dragon is a useful possibility to get a taste of the feeling in this process of transformation in this few minutes of my speech as good as possible. In the West, it is a symbol of hate and fear, of sin and evil, a synonym of yang energy, male energy. In the East, the dragon is a symbol of divine energy, of luck and fertility, a synonym of yin, of female energy. The magic dragon is worldwide seen as a metaphoric element to the possibility to transform human beings into dragons and vice versa. In Tibet, the dragon is associated with wisdom and lung, the energy of life. The tradition of China is based on the power of lung of Adam and Eve, called the dimension of duality. Finally, in the 5,000-year-ago culture in ancient Egypt, the snake has a dominant position to transform life energy as an alchemistic process to evolve mankind from the low states of animal sexual drive to the divine energy level of universal love. Before this magic gathering can happen, the underlying condition for love between human beings is essential. Equality, consciousness, and liveliness for each person is necessary for the alchemistic process which I am going to show you. Sexuality is an extreme multidimensional art of making love. Not only the body, but also the mind and our entire system of belief is involved in a beneficial or non-beneficial outcome. The transformation of our disturbing feelings in compassion, love, and wisdom is necessary for the alchemistic process of harmonizing body and mind. Women and men first have to work on themselves to find self-confidence and calmness. It's a way of freeing yourself by not being dependent to anybody else in a psychological and physical manner. We can call it inner wisdom or maturity. As a sexual therapist, I know a lot about the fear and the blockages which can depress the life energy within us. I now want to show you a path you can follow step by step to leave the old structures behind and discover your inherent joyful life energy. In sexual therapy, we know three main reflexology centers which are responsible for the flow of sexual energy. It is very interesting that in Eastern philosophy, these important anatomic places correspond with the approach of the chakras. Here, the most important emotions guiding our lives are inherent. The first reflexology center lies within the pelvic floor, the root chakra, including the feeling of pride and anger, and they could be transported in liveliness and patience. The second center is located in the heart chakra, where we find emotions such as attachment, which can transform to be in compassion. The third center in the throat chakra incorporates emotions like envy and ignorance, and we can transform it in pleasure and generosity. In sexual therapy, we call it the Ahaic mode of orgasm, lying in the first center, the root center. It is the possibility to create an orgasm in using this maximum tension in our bodies. But just using this first reflexology center, youth causes often in problems. Women have maybe pain in the intercourse, and men have problems with erection because of this maximum of tension. It is the basic energy of sexuality. Everybody uses it because it is a tool which is inherent in our body. This basic instinct causes the most important thing in life, spreading our genes and saving our survival. But to transform this energy over the whole body, it is necessary to take all the three centers. And I will show you it on a swing theory. Remember the first time you sat on a swing. It was a challenge to get the swing moving in a proper way. You had to realize and to learn to move the pelvis forward and backward in a fine perception using the muscles of the vertebrae between the sacrum and the lumbar spine. So it's like this movement, it's just a smooth movement, but it's very important in sexual therapy. We can remember the important second step to use our whole body to continue the movement on the swing. We used our shoulders going back and forward to activate the heart chakra, the sternum, in the right moment combined with the pelvic movement. This allowed us to get more energy, to get higher and higher on the swing. And we felt proud and happy to be able to force the movement. Therefore, we need finally the third step, the neck chakra, to be able to take over the impulses from the pelvis and the sternum, our heart chakra, to send the energy continuum to the head, so we can swing in a high and pleasurable way. Also in sexual therapy, we use all three reflex centers to spread the energy from the archaic mode to the so-called wavy mode, because it's like a wave in your body. And there, in the brain, in the hippocampus, which is anatomic position of the third eye, appearing as a seahorse, a kind of a mini dragon, where highest bliss in our brain is focused. To sum up, I will focus now the metaphor of the fire dragon to show you again how to activate your bioenergy and hopefully give you a tool to spread this information in the world. The fire dragon has two main tasks in his life. It wants to learn how to fly and how to spit fire. In the beginning, the fire dragon sits in its egg. It is imprisoned in its own home and has to use maximum tension to free itself in order to grow. In sexual therapy, it's the archaic mode. Using the same technique we were shown by activating the swing, the fire dragon has to learn to transform the tension of breaking the eggshell into walking and running in order to be able to accelerate. In sexual therapy, we use the pelvic swing. Our dragon also has to use its wings in a proper and conscious way while running faster and faster at the same time, the same way we used the shoulders at the swing. With all its power and feeling of the right impulse, which requires a lot of training, at some point it will be able to combine pelvic movement with the swing of the wings, and then it will be capable of taking off in sexual therapy using the heart chakra to the wings, implementing the wavy mode. So well done, the first task is fulfilled, but now the second challenge is yet to follow. The highest step is the art of being able to spit fire using in an adequate amount. Nobody should be harmed by spitting too much fire in this world. The energy waves it created in its reflexology zones lead the power of the pelvic through the heart in its wings and then through the throat into the brain. this contact with the pure life energy of the earth coming from the pelvis, rising through the crown chakra, reaching the dimension of ether, turns energy into fire, transforming everything. Now our fire dragon has finished his studies and succeeded in the challenges of flying and spitting fire. It is now able to control his own system of body and mind. Pure consciousness is born. In sexual therapy, the orgasm has taken place not only in the pelvis, but in the whole body. The most important point is that the possibility of fulfilling this process in life works only with devotion. The fact that not the satisfaction of the old greeting is focused, but to overcome the selfish aims to get into universal love. This metaphor shows that sexuality is a multidimensional possibility to harmonize body and mind in a proper way to feel the power of love. All those techniques are useful to study by yourself in order to achieve more self-confidence and self-love, and to activate your inherent bioenergy. This state becomes even more precious when you find another fire dragon to share these magic moments together. Then love is reconstructed. Thank you for your attention.